Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Last night brought three drive-by shootings from one car.
The violence continues. Six shot in a 14-minute span.
All these are drive-by shootings. We believe that all of our victims were the intended targets.
I'm Steve Burns in Canarsie.
When can schools open? One state says, see you in September.
Connecticut develops multiple plans for returning to school. A final decision is expected in a month. I'm Sean Adams in Greenwich.
This is the day New York starts enforcing the quarantine for those flying in from hotspot states.
It will be enforced in every airport in the state of New York.
But there's a loophole. What about Newark?
Houston Rockets All-Star and former NBA MVP Russell Westbrook tests positive for COVID-19. This is Brad Heller.
Also, why are online grocery prices rising? Joe Connolly has the answer. It's Tuesday, July 14th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good morning, Tuesday. It's the 14th, and I'm Wayne Cabot. Nice to have you along with us on the Morning News Roundup for a brand new day. And we'd like to tell you that things are getting better with crime in New York City, but they decidedly are not. Violent night on the streets of Brooklyn. At least five shootings, perhaps more, from one vehicle in three different locations. Steve Burns has that story, along with a roundup live from Canarsie. Steve?
Wayne, the violence is continuing unabated, and it appears the criminals are getting more brazen. Here in Canarsie, police say a white four-door sedan was involved in three drive-by shootings over a 14-minute span last evening. Five people in all were shot, according to NYPD Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison.
We had one female, 23 years old, that was shot four times in the chest. 10 minutes later, at 6:31, 2105 Rockaway Parkway, we had three males shot. And 2 minutes later, right behind me, at 6:33 p.m., we had one male being accompanied by a female that was on a scooter that was shot one time in his back.
Harrison says all of those victims are expected to survive. CBS 2 reports police found that white sedan abandoned near a motel on Conduit Boulevard. It's the latest episode in an epidemic of violence the city is having trouble putting a stop to. Some of the NYPD's chief critics are now calling for more police. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is among those saying it may have been a mistake to completely eliminate the department's anti-crime unit, which was tasked with getting illegal guns off the street. Wayne?
Very interesting to hear him say that. Thank you, Steve Burns. We are a month and a half away now from when schools usually open for the fall. But with the virus still around, cities and towns have huge decisions to make. You may have heard yesterday that Los Angeles and San Diego decided not to open in the fall. But the infection rate there is out of control. Here it is manageable, at least it is now. And so, here is the tri-state rundown. We're going to start in Connecticut, where the governor says we will see you in September. Live to Sean Adams. Sean.
Yes, contingencies are being planned here in Connecticut. Multiple options for the ever-changing coronavirus landscape. Now, it all depends on the infection rate, how many people are sick. Governor Lamont is going to watch and wait, and he'll have a final determination in about a month. Meanwhile, superintendents are quite busy this summer, crafting three primary plans. One, everybody back in school. That's the goal if infections are low. Two, a hybrid model, some days in school, some days at home. And then three, everybody at home on the computer. Flexibility is going to be key here in case circumstances change. In school, students could be sure of this. They might be kept in small groups in order to limit exposure. And of course, masks, distance, and hand washing, a must. Live in Greenwich, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Sean. Governor Cuomo is not ready yet to open up schools. Until the data lines up, he wants to see this a month from now.
You get a green light, reopen in a region if you're in phase four and the infection rate is 5% or lower. If the infection rate goes over 9% on a 7-day average, that means the virus is moving rapidly and it is not intelligent to open.
So an infection rate of 5% is the standard to reopen in New York. Right now, New York State is at just a little over 1. Long Island's at 1.5. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy says the plan is to reopen, but like Cuomo, he says the numbers will tell the story. Stock numbers, it looks like it's going to be a higher opening this morning in a few hours. Joe Connolly is here right now with this morning's big money story. Joe, grocery prices are rising online.
Yes, because of increased demand, number one. But secondly, Wayne, the supply lines are still adapting to taking whole new routes with completely different freight loads, and delivery costs are higher. Food retailers say people have gone through three different buying stages over the last few months. First, they bought ready-to-eat foods and Pepsi snacks. Phase two was cooking from scratch when people were settling in to being home for a while. And then phase three was customers trying new products. Oreo's maker Mondelez will reduce their product line by 25%. A lot of companies are reducing their product lines to try to get a handle on things better and simplify operations. And coffee consumption worldwide has declined for the first time in 10 years because cafes and restaurants were closed. Wayne?
All right, well, that's one bright spot. Our coffee should be getting cheaper, I suppose. Thank you, Joe. Something new at the airports around here. Starting today, they're going to enforce the quarantine for visitors from highly infected states. How will they do that exactly? Next.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, the weather day ahead, and it should be a really nice one. In fact, I can see it dawning that way already. Craig Allen, good morning.
Nice warm morning coming up. Well, it's nice and comfortable this morning. Nice warm day coming up, but not too humid. A northwesterly breeze. It should be a beauty. If you like summertime warmth, 84 to 88. If you don't like the humidity, well, not too humid at all either for this afternoon. 65 to 74 tonight, near 60 in normally cooler suburbs once again, so a fairly comfortable night for sleeping. And tomorrow, sunny, seasonably warm, puts it up right around 85, although the humidity may start to increase just a little bit by later tomorrow. Certainly on Thursday, it'll feel muggier with a high close to 80 and then a chance of a thunderstorm by Thursday night. 71 in the city, humidity 68%, northwest wind 6 miles per hour.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
For Tuesday morning, the 14th of July, and this is the day it starts. Travelers who are flying into New York from any of the 19 states on the quarantine list must reveal themselves on a form. And what happens if they don't? Well, here's Christy Kalishian.
Travelers from these states will be able to fill out their location forms either on the plane or online.
Fool me once. We can't be in a situation where we have people coming from other states in the country bringing the virus again.
Passengers who don't comply will be given a summons with a $2,000 fine and will be brought to a hearing in order to complete mandatory quarantine. The state is already seeing a surge in cases out of Rensselaer County, where people who traveled to Georgia reportedly stayed.
You must give officials at the airport your form as to where you came from and where you're going before you leave the airport. It will be enforced in every airport in the state of New York.
This also comes as states like Florida, Texas, and Arizona are seeing cases surge from 850 to 1,300% since reopening began. Outside the governor's office in Midtown, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
So Newark Airport is not included in this, even though New Jersey is one of the states that says visitors from hotspots must quarantine. So Newark's so close to New York, would seem to be a loophole. In Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont says he will follow in New York's footsteps with forms on the planes. He did not say when. And we are just now reading that American Airlines will be getting in touch with Ted Cruz's office because the senator apparently was on one of its flights not wearing a mask. A photograph showed that. American Airlines requires all passengers to wear face coverings during flights, with the exception being while you're eating and drinking. And Ted Cruz is holding a cup of coffee in the photo. It's the Morning News Roundup on WCBS.
When you need to know the latest news.
Huge gains fighting the virus. Zero deaths in the city on Saturday.
Thousands of child care centers are reopening in New York City.
School supplies for the fall will have to include some masks.
Most CUNY classes will likely be online this fall.
Most New Yorkers believe a second wave is coming.
Stay connected to WCBS 880.
And boy, has the virus infected our sports news in so many ways. With the latest on that this morning, good morning, Brad Heller.
Well, good morning, Wayne. Houston Rockets star guard Russell Westbrook tested positive for COVID-19 before flying to Disney World. He posted on Instagram yesterday that he's feeling well, he's quarantined, and looking forward to joining his teammates in Orlando. Once he does arrive, he'll have to quarantine in his hotel room until he tests negative for the virus more than 24 hours apart. Nets interim coach Jacques Vaughn says the rules in the bubble are in place for a reason.
There's a sacrifice, a responsibility for each athlete who enters the bubble, for each individual who enters the bubble to do their part and not tamper with the bubble. And so we'll continue to talk with our group about making the right choices, the right decisions while you're in the bubble.
And so far, you could say the bubble is working. The NBA released test results yesterday. 322 players that have been tested in the bubble and only two have come up positive. Another nagging injury for Yankee slugger Aaron Judge, a stiff neck. No on-field work the last 3 days at the stadium. Manager Aaron Boone is hopeful the Judge can play in tonight's intra-squad game. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Brad. The Morning News Roundup for Tuesday morning. The WCBS Morning News Roundup. I'm Wayne Cabot, and here are three things to know on this Tuesday morning. A man with a bucket of red paint splashed it all over the new Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. His image is captured on the cell phone of a woman who happened to be taking a video of it at the time, and police say they are investigating. Number two, if your local school has a mascot based on race or ethnicity, your school would not get state funding under a bill in the New York legislature. And the third thing, investigators say Ghislaine Maxwell wrapped her phone in tinfoil to escape detection while on the run from justice in the Jeffrey Epstein sex crimes conspiracy. Today, one or more of Epstein's victims will tell the judge to deny her bail, claiming that she recruited teenage girls for him to abuse. Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyers say that she's being made the scapegoat after Epstein killed himself. And now on this Tuesday morning, the latest on the virus and where it's still spreading fast.
CBS News Update. Governor Newsom is ordering California to close down again with about 110,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 2 weeks.
Restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, movie theaters, family entertainment centers, zoos and museums, card rooms, and the shuttering of all bars.
Donna Bruner will have to lock up her hair salon in Danville.
I went outside. I was hysterical. I was shaking. So many of us can lose our businesses for good.
In Arizona, tests show one in every four people are coming up positive. Some say tests are hard to come by. CBS's Mola Lenghi is in Mesa.
How long had you been searching for a place to get tested?
I've been just keeping track of it. I mean, for the last probably 6 weeks or so.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Quest Diagnostics says the average turnaround time for COVID test results is at least 7 days. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A Long Island woman says she believes that her neighbor has been harassing her because she's black, and the neighbor wants her to move away. That story from WCBS's Sophia Hall.
Jennifer saved and saved to buy this corner home here in Valley Stream in 2017. But soon after, her dream home became a nightmare when her neighbors started calling the village on her for various violations like her lawn and fence. But then things got much worse, she says. Dog and human feces were thrown on her lawn, along with dead squirrels. Her surveillance system recorded the incidents.
I'm always under tears here, and I'm here by myself with the baby. I'm breastfeeding, I'm working, and then I got to look at 3 a.m. and he's out there with blackface.
Jennifer, who has a 2-year-old daughter, tells me she believes the neighbor does not like her because she is black. He is white. And the previous owner, who is also black, and another woman who lives down the street had similar problems.
When his son took a blowtorch to the home, I put up some lights like the Amazon, you know, the floodlights. I got a ticket for that.
Jennifer has now put a large sign on her door that reads, she is a nurse and she fears for her life. The police have been repeatedly called. The spokesperson tells me they are investigating. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Two notable reopenings around here. The National Park Service tells Channel 4 the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, could reopen next week. And the Empire State Building's observatory will soon welcome guests again on July 20th. That's Monday. You have to make reservations, and you cannot use their binoculars. Oh, well.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News
Roundup. Hope you have good eyes.
A daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.